You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Let's do this thing. King of the Court podcast, season 3. We're almost at season 4. Episode number. Steph, do you know episode number this is? Say a wild guess.
Lost count. So much good material.
22. Stevie's not here. Tito's not here. But that's okay. The show must go on. Got to keep the ball rolling until we get the band back together. We'll be in the off season. We got something special for you guys for season 4.
That's it. Everybody rest up, man. One more month.
And we resting. We use back to back to back like the bubble. We episoded out. Please, in our absence, check out the Almanac Show. Our Brig Julio's back. Back better than another. My boy is working Omari hard work. 3 episodes in 1 week. And they're not little half hour, 45 minute episodes either. You got 2 episodes. It's like 2 hours and some change. This one was an hour 30, episode 3. Boy, you got 6 hours of content in a week.
It's in the booth, man. It's in the booth.
Omari hard work. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Steph, where do you want to start? You want to start with Ben Simmons? You want to start with ESPN rankings? You want to start with Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins?
Nah, let's start with Ben. There's a lot of speculation going on.
Start with Ben Simmons.
About his next move or who's even interested or what team he can go to. So let's kick it off with that.
What's your opinion on Ben Simmons not reporting to camp? Well, not reporting to Media Day, or any intentions on ever returning back to playing for Philadelphia?
I mean, quite frankly, to me, is 50-50. I do think part of it is his fault. He should have expanded his game. I mean, we all know this is an era where this is perimeter basketball, for lack of a better term. Everybody shoots the jump shot. Everybody spreads the floor. Everyone spaces the floor. Don't get me wrong, he's a, you know, defensive threat. But if you're on offense and there's literally a 4-on-5 on every possession, you're just a liability. I do think, though, that Doc Rivers didn't make it any better. There's only but so many times you could pick on a guy and him not speak up or one out.
Correct. Couldn't say it any better. They didn't make it any better. I spoke to Wayne about this morning. Wayne feels that Ben needs to toughen up and bring his ass to training camp.
Agreed.
Come out there, have a good showing. Bring up his trade value.
Agreed.
Philadelphia can trade him. You agree with this?
It's the first time I agree with you.
And you know what I said?
What?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Last year before the season started, you tried to trade him for James Harden. He came out there. It didn't work. He showed up to camp. He showed up that season. He was an all-star. Performed at an all-star level. He finished first team all defense. He finished second in defensive play of the year votings. He came out there. He had a good first round. Second round, not so much in those fourth quarters. It's not why they lost the series. We know he didn't play up to his expectations, as good as Ben Simmons can be on offense. Here's where I don't agree with you guys.
Okay.
The post-game conference. Your coach doesn't think he can win a championship with you. The franchise player said we lost the series because of me on one play. Y'all don't want me here. I don't want to be here. And I'm not coming back.
I agree and disagree. James Harden was a unique situation. James Harden really never wanted to go to Philly. He just wanted out. We all know what his true destination is, clearly where he's at right now, in Brooklyn. So the whole Ben Simmons for James Harden, that was really never going to come to fruition. Everyone knew that. His main home was Brooklyn. He was very vocal about wanting to get there. So in that aspect...
And what year is Ben Simmons in this current contract?
His second, I want to say.
So in year one of him getting that contract, they were trying to trade him already.
Agreed. But I mean, that for James Harden, it just didn't make sense. Everybody's going to put out feelers. I mean, that's just a given. But for the whole James Harden situation, James Harden knew where he wanted to go. He was very vocal. He knew he only had one destination. So for that, we could...
Before any of this even happened in the postseason, in year one of me just signing this contract, before I even played a game in this new contract, you were trying to trade me.
That happens all the time, though. There's speculation.
Excuse
about
me?
That happens all the time. They did the same thing with Tobias Harris. There was trade rumors about Tobias Harris, too.
Andrew Wiggins. When he signed his deal. Excuse me. Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. Two different levels.
Okay, Bradley Beal. Every time Bradley Beal signs a max extension, there's speculation about where he's going, going.
Because the Wizards are so bad that people are expecting Bradley Beal to want out.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. There's certain players, when you sign a max contract, there's always speculations. Especially when you're on a team where either one, underperforming, or two, they think your value can be better suited someplace
else. Ben Simmons didn't play bad in the bubble. Joel Embiid wasn't available. How many postseasons have they played together healthy?
None.
It's two, I believe.
Can you really call this season a complete playoff season with Joel Embiid coming down with that injury, playing at, let's say, give or take 75%?
If that was 75%, that was fantastic.
Agreed. No, I agree. No, I mean,
we got a pick six. The Dallas Cowboys are looking phenomenal tonight.
Wow.
Monday Night Football. My guys are looking phenomenal. That was him at 75%. That was amazing.
Yeah, agreed. Hands down. I totally agree with that.
Jalen Hurt looking hurt right now. Spirit's hurt.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. He need to go back to college. I wish the best for Ben. I mean, in all fairness, this is not the first time that he was told to fix his game. I just think that the media finally made it too widespread to the point where he couldn't handle it anymore. I mean, we all know Kobe talked about it. Shaq talked about it. It's one thing for championship players to talk about it. It's another thing for journalists and writers and analysts to speak about a guy. That's when it starts magnifying itself. So, Ben, I wish you the best. I do think you can work on your jump shot. I do think you can work on your free throws. I mean, when you're getting paid that type of money, people expect better results. That's just what it comes down to.
Ben, I'm with you because I learned something about you this summer. And I learned that we share the same birth sign, same birth month.
What does that mean?
I understand you.
What does that mean?
And I know why you're not coming back and why you haven't said anything.
Why?
And why you just going to just let these niggas just feel it. Pause.
Why? He's getting picked on? He's getting picked on, or he's just too sensitive?
Got nothing to do with him being sensitive. He's actually, in my honest opinion, I think he's handling this very well. He said what he said.
Well,
he's not bashing anyone.
You can handle it well when you have no choice.
He's not giving you a clue. He has no choice.
Look at how he performed. He has no defense.
If he has no choice, right? Let's look at all the things that's been done. City of Philadelphia is responsible.
Okay.
Right? City of Philadelphia is responsible. Dr. Rivers is responsible.
Okay.
Joel Embiid is responsible. He's all people who at one point made it seem like as if they didn't want Ben Simmons. Now, maybe that may not be true. But it's what it appeared to be at one moment. Now that Ben ain't coming back, said he ain't coming back, y'all are trying to save face, by expressing how much you want him to come back.
I think that goes twofold.
No, it's true. Listen, this is what he said.
I know.
I'm not coming back.
That part.
So now, maybe he's just upset. 3 months don't went by. He's not coming back, bro. So now what they're doing, do you know when they were supposed to fix all of this?
Gotcha.
They were supposed to fix all of this at least by June 22nd, because that Father's that game when they lost was what Father's Day. That was June 20th. Well, again, right? When they made those comments, that was supposed to have been fixed at least before the man's birthday.
Well,
which was a month later.
Three reasons why it took so long. Number one was the health of Joel Embiid. You can't really call out your so-called second best player if your best player keeps getting injured. That's why they kind of kept it behind closed doors. This is just my opinion. Joel Embiid kept getting knick-knack injuries. Trust the process, trust the process, trust the process. When is he going to be? When is he going to perform? When is he going to be healthy enough to carry this team? So the target wasn't on Ben Simmons' back. It was all about the health of Joel Embiid. So that's number one. Number two, Ben Simmons, these are self-inflicted wounds. We're talking about him because of his own play. Nobody else caused this except for him.
What did Ben Simmons do wrong in the series?
He just did not perform.
What did he do wrong?
He couldn't shoot. That's a huge problem.
Do you think Ben Simmons is the only player in the NBA who can't shoot?
No, but he's the only player that, if you look at his numbers, was a significant drop.
Where was the significant drop?
In his points scored.
Because?
He's not shooting.
Free throw percentage.
Well, that's also attributed to it as well. Let me ask you a question.
Has anyone highlighted what Ben Simmons did good this season?
No.
Or great?
Does anybody highlight the good?
It's
nothing to talk about when you highlight the good. That's with any player.
Well, here we go.
Unless you're putting up Giannis numbers have to talk about it.
So let me tell you something. I'm not coming back.
Okay.
Bottom line. Hottest player in the postseason by far was Trae Young. Shut him down.
I agree with that.
Shut him down.
I agree with
that. To this day, we still don't talk about it.
But I think
what I do great
okay,
is play defense.
I agree.
That's exactly what I did.
Now, you're looking at it from a player perspective.
No credit.
Yes, that makes sense.
No credit. I'm looking at it player perspective. I'm looking at it as a fan. I'm just looking at it from both sides of the fence, and I'm like, damn, nobody has mentioned that. How great this man has been on defense for them.
Now look at it from an organization perspective.
Don't tell me how much money he makes.
No, they're saving face now because you're like, you know what? All right, this guy really doesn't want to be here.
So what let's are you trying to do now? Try to make it look like Ben's really that good so we can trade him?
No, let's do late. Enough to it's keep him happy.
It's too late. To where he's not happy. I'm not happy, bro.
I understand that. Let's do enough to where I phrased myself wrong. Let's do enough to keep him engaged where we can get more value for him in return. That's not a bad move as an organization. Nobody wants a James Harden situation. You walk out, you damn near get nothing, and you got to start all over. Nobody wants to do that.
Can I tell you something? Because you brought up James Harden. Wayne brought up James Harden. Somebody brought up James Harden as well this morning. And the difference between James Harden and Ben Simmons was, one, James Harden did all he could to try to get them to win. It just didn't work out.
That part we know. Yes.
Two, the organization would have loved to have kept James Harden. They didn't go out there saying they can't win without, you know, they can't win with him or anything. No one said anything ill about James Harden.
I agree.
It's not what happened with Ben Simmons. It was a complete opposite.
No.
So now that you realize the price that you're asking for, you're not getting, you didn't make it look any better either.
No, I get that. But the similarity is, when a player
You just went out there and told me that this Rolls Royce is no good. But I want the retail value for it.
I understand your perspective, but when you look at it, the common denominator is both players are fed up. Both players won out.
When was Ben fed up?
Well, he was fed up when he had his poor play. His poor play dictated all of this. Let's see it for what it is. That's the common denominator. His poor play is the reason why everybody picked on him to where now he wants out.
I have a question.
You think if he performed differently, we'll be having this conversation?
Are you coming back?
Again, you want me to answer you? Obviously, he's not coming back.
I'm asking you. Would you come back?
No.
All right, that's it.
No. But there's a reason why. My poor play dictated that. I have nobody to blame but myself.
Bro, you think he's the first person that played that poorly in the playoff series and no one wants you back? He's the first star?
He's the first one that looked really, really, really bad.
Paul George was the other person Wayne tried to use and said that he came back and he had a great performance. Joel Embiid was another one, he came back. But nobody never said that they didn't want them back. Coach didn't say it.
Because there's a big difference.
Player, second best player didn't say it.
There's a big difference when you know a player can shoot and just played poorly. There's a huge difference when Paul George, that when we all called him Pandemic P, we all knew he could shoot. He just had a poor performance. This guy has not improved his shooting at all since he's been in the league, and it's getting worse. That's the difference. We see Paul George, he came back the following year and dominated. What did Ben Simmons do? Come back the following year with the same skill set and performed worse. It's a different case. It's a totally different situation.
So again, you want retail value on this Rolls Royce that you're telling everybody is no good.
Well, if you're selling retail value, I would want retail value.
Can't sell at retail value because you told me it's no
good. Well, that's what you're selling. You're selling a product at retail value.
Ben ain't coming back. Ben, I don't blame you.
Yeah, guys, this is we could talk about this forever. This is going to go on
forever. I don't blame you. You don't need to come back. You're doing the right thing. Stay silent.
Yeah.
They fucked up.
Yeah, you have no choice when you are the common denominator and it was your play that caused it. So, Ben, I wish you the best.
If everyone wants to blame the series on you, I do not blame you for not saying anything, because there's no way we blew an 18-point lead and a 26-point lead and blame us losing the series on one play.
No, not one play. But if we look, NBA, let's take a step back. NBA plays is about stars. Stars win championships. Your top two stars, or top three, I should say, is Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris.
So why was Seth Curry the second best offensive player the whole postseason?
Well, again, Steph Curry was left open because Joel Embiid was dominating so much he kept getting double teamed. That's the defensive scheme that kept Steph Curry open. So that's a different case.
I'm not leaving nobody named Curry open for three.
Well, again, Steph, have to talk to the Seth, opponent's defensive Aisha, coach.
None of them. Nobody named Curry I'm leaving open for three, bro.
I get your point. But again, that's not how the coaches felt. The coaches only respect one Curry, and that's Steph. They don't respect
Steph. I ain't even leaving Mark Curry open from hanging with Mr. Cooper. And he played for the Warriors, too. Nobody named Curry, bro.
We all know that. At the end of the day, we can say for what it is. The NBA respects one Curry, and it's Steph Curry. Don't give Seth that same type of respect.
Oh, no. He shoots it better than his brother percentage-wise.
He's not as creative, and he's not the vocal point
of the offense. I'm not leaving him open catch and shoot, bro.
But you have to look at it.
No scrub.
I understand that.
He's earned his respect in the league.
No, absolutely. But is he the vocal point of an offense? No. That's the difference. Steph Curry is the vocal point of an offense. The offense runs through Embiid, obviously Simmons, who creates plays, and then Tobias Harris. So if you look on the pecking order, Steph Curry's not even the top three in terms of creating a play for. That's the difference. They make plays around Steph Curry. They don't do that for Seth. Unless those other three are double teamed.
So
it's a pin down.
So you got an amazing postseason from Joel Embiid at 70%. An elite Seth Curry. And you still blame Ben Simmons for losing this series.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, I'm sorry, even though Seth Curry performed, he is not the star player of your team. There's one star that showed up at 70%. The other two did not.
What was the other two?
Tobias Harris had a mediocre play.
Again.
In which that's to be expected, but he's always considered as the Chris Bosh of any team that's built like that. Let's say for what it is.
Don't disrespect Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh went into the Hall of Fame recently.
Congratulations to Chris Bosh, but we all know what it is. If we had to compare, Tobias is like a Chris Bosh. But in any case, your best player is Joel Embiid. Your second best player is Ben Simmons. Your third best player is Tobias Harris. That is 65%.
Your second best player was Ben Simmons. He ain't coming back. Don't come back, Ben.
Guys, I'm trying with this guy, man.
Don't come back.
I'm trying with this guy, Ben.
Don't come back.
Yo, I respect you, man. You did it to yourself. I hope that you really see this as a lesson to perfect your craft.
Yeah, see,
and stop playing pretty boy. No, stop playing pretty boy offense.
That ain't nobody. You ain't got no friends.
Okay.
That ain't your friend.
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror. Sometimes, yes, The media can be cruel, but if it benefits your game, then hey. Shaq said it best. I got smoked by Olajuwon. And what did people tell me? You got to be better. He ain't go say, I want to be traded. What did he do? He came back and dominated.
The difference between all of this is that they still wanted Shaquille O'Neal. They still wanted Michael Jordan when he got his ass whooped by the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
They still wanted LeBron James when he lost to the Mavericks.
Why?
They still wanted, huh?
Why, though?
What do you mean, why?
Why did these organizations want all the
players? Are great.
No. Because all these players came back the next year and got better.
No. Ben has not done that. You don't understand what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying.
That is a fact.
You had to lose to get to that point.
Agreed.
What I'm saying, immediately after a loss, no one was dismissive of them.
Why?
You don't think Ben Simmons has gotten better since he's been in the NBA?
Not on the offensive end, no.
You're nitpicking at what you want him to do better.
I'm nitpicking at what's going to win you a ring.
So defense don't win you championships?
Defense wins you champions, but this is a
offense. So this is not enough for you?
No, this is a perimeter-driven league. If Ben Simmons was in the 1990s, I'll say, you know what? What he does is
so the fact that perfect. The fact that Ben Simmons can guard 1 through 4, maybe 1 through 5 at moments, mm-hmm. means nothing.
In this era, that's not good enough.
Oh, boy.
That's not good enough. You got to shoot the rock. Everybody shoots the ball. This is why PERs are up. This is why offensive plays are up. This is why there's more points than any other decade. Because why? There's more shooters. There's more point forwards. There's more stretch fours. Even centers are shooting more. You can't just only defend 1 through 4 as the best player on your team and win like that. If you're a Draymond Green and you're considered the third or fourth option, that's a different ballgame. If you're the second best player on the team and all you can do is defend, you're not going to win like that. I'm sorry. You're just not.
That's crazy that Ben is such a great defender, a great playmaker, a good rebounder, and because he doesn't shoot the jump shot, which looks sexy.
Not that he doesn't shoot it. He doesn't shoot it at all. That's a different...
He doesn't shoot it.
He doesn't even make an attempt.
That he don't shoot the jump shot?
And he can't shoot free throws. So how are you a primary playmaker?
All these great things that he does is null and void because he doesn't do one thing that you want him to do.
Anybody in today's NBA or anybody that watches basketball can attest that this is a perimeter-driven league.
I just want to repeat that again. The man can guard 1 through 4.
Okay.
He's a great facilitator.
Okay.
Good rebounder. Can attack the basket. Has mismatches almost every night, but they don't explore it. Don't know why. Nobody ever looks at that, but whatever. And because he doesn't shoot the jump shot, all these great things that I mentioned that he does, you don't care about.
I never said I don't care about.
You said it doesn't matter.
I said that's not a recipe for winning if you're the second best player on your team. As the top two players, you have to have an offensive game and be able to shoot the rock. Like what I said, if he was in a Draymond Green situation, where it's Steph, Clay.
Got shooters around him. What is Tobias Harris getting paid for? What'd they bring Seth Curry in for?
I understand your point.
What do they have these other guys around?
Everybody's there to help.
Shake Milton's pretty good.
Yeah, Shake Milton's going to be
a Darius Massey's damn good.
So,
Matisse Thybulle's coming along great.
Okay, these guys are going to develop. I mean, Maxey and these guys are...
So let Ben develop with them. This is the first year that I've seen them healthy.
There's a difference, Ham. Maxey and Thybulle are not getting paid max dollars.
I told you almost 20 minutes ago, I don't want to hear about how much money he makes.
Your money determines your production. You only get paid max dollars if you produce.
I don't want to hear that he makes yada, yada, yada.
You have to, Ham. That's a direct correlation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because he's getting paid what the market says he should be getting paid.
Okay. There's a reason why people get supermax. Because of your ability to produce. You don't just get a supermax because that's what the market is. That is a fact. Durant gets supermaxes because he can produce. Curry gets supermaxes because he can produce. Lillard gets supermaxes because he can produce. You're not just going to be on the team and get a supermax. Look at Michael Porter. He worked his way to getting a max contract. Why? Because he produced.
Michael Porter Jr. didn't do nothing more than Ben Simmons.
Oh, my God. Help us all. Help us all. Okay. Next.
I just want to know, real quick, before we move on, I just want to know why everybody thinks it's okay.
Michael Porter stepped in for the second best player, Jamal Murray, and damn near murked the Blazers by
himself. I just want to know why y'all think that this man should show up to work if they don't want him there.
No, I never said he should show up. I never said that. He does not have to show up. I said, but if I'm Ben Simmons, I would look in the mirror and realize that this was self-inflicted.
Okay, maybe I looked at the mirror and decided that I want to get better somewhere else. I'm not coming back to that place.
That's fine. But you have to prove that you can get better.
Where?
He hasn't done it. That's my point.
I'm saying where?
I don't know where, because we don't know if he's going to be the same player or not. He hasn't shown that he has worked on his jump shot. Again, people say they do. I mean, it's proven. Year after year.
You don't shoot it.
Year after, even Giannis. Let's draw a perfect example. Giannis and his free throws. Right? He's had the worst year. And what did he do in the final game of the NBA Finals? He showed why, one, he was given the Supermax. He showed why, two, he was able to... Wow.
What a catch.
Wow. He showed why, too, why staying in a small market and bowling out for your city is the right way to go. And three, he played the game of his life because he produced. And this is what max players do. Triple-double and violated the NBA championships and won a ring for his
city. He's also a two-time MVP.
I agree.
He's been playing the best basketball of his life for the last 3 years.
Exactly my point.
He also has the support of his city.
Okay.
And his organization.
And you're proving my point.
And his coaching staff.
Why, though?
And his teammates.
Why? Because he works on his game every single season. And everyone knows that.
It's confidence.
Okay.
Yeah, but Budenholzer, and the way Budenholzer plays Giannis and the way that Ben Simmons is being utilized this season is two different ways.
Agreed, but that also is a testament to what the work you put in during the offseason.
So maybe those amount of times... I can't say that he's not putting in the work in the offseason. This looks like confidence to me. Looks like confidence.
Well, he needs to go speak to somebody then if it's a confidence issue.
Yeah, maybe the coach is supposed to keep me confident.
Maybe you should find a way to keep yourself confident. All right. I mean,
you can't put
everything on the coach's staff.
You know, I can tell you he's going to find his way, his confidence.
How?
Not in Philadelphia. Moving along.
Yo, man. Yo, guys. I wish you luck, whoever joins this podcast with him.
Moving along.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins aren't vaccinated yet. I think Bradley Beal's on that list, too.
Bradley Beal's on that list.
How do you feel about that?
This is a touchy subject, because I agree everyone has their own opinion. Everybody has their... you know, their own views and values on this. I think it will become an issue for two reasons. Mm-hmm. If the unvaccinated player starts, you know, knock on wood, comes down with COVID and affects the vaccinated players, that's when you have to isolate that person and have a conversation. Or two, if it's a situation where he's not following, I guess, the additional mandates on a weekly basis, or he's not adhering to additional testing that vaccinated players wouldn't have to take, then I would have a problem. But for right now, I don't think it's really going to amount to nothing if unvaccinated players are not affecting players or coaching staff on the team.
Okay. I really don't got much to say on this topic.
Yeah,
just covering because it's the latest news.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject.
It's touchy for those. I don't know why there's such a war with the vaccinated and the anti-vax when it comes to this COVID vaccination. But if it's required to play, you know, it's required for your employment.
But if it starts affecting players, and we're talking about game checks and That's when I, you know what? You got to get vaccinated. You're literally affecting not only the organization's business, you're affecting players, and you're making us lose games. That's when, you know, the hammer's going to drop. But for right now, I mean, it's just like a wait and see kind of thing.
I want to see what the disciplinary actions are going to be for those who choose not to be vaccinated.
That's a good question. I don't know if it's going to be fines. I don't know if it's going to be suspensions. I don't know if it's going to be, isolated hotels for that one person. I don't know.
Because it's not mandatory in every state. So it's only.
Agreed.
So it's only a few teams that where you have to be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, and Wiggins is in one of those states, especially to attend large venues.
Kyrie as well.
Yep.
I don't think Bradley Beal is.
Yeah, I don't think DC is.
But even when you play, those road games.
True.
You know, or your home games, you know. You can't, 41 games you ain't going to be playing if you ain't vaccinated.
True.
Plus when you go visit those other states.
True.
You know, it's half the season.
Yeah. I guess when it starts, that's what I'm saying, when it starts affecting other players and other coaching staff and that unvaccinated player, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's been many speculations that vaccinated players are still catching it too. I get all that.
It's people in general. But, you know,
it's just, this is just a wait and see. I mean, it's a lot of unknown variables, but I don't see the harm as a professional athlete traveling to multiple cities if I'm in that type of, you know, industry. I think I would get the vaccine.
Maybe they believe that what they've been doing, especially if you haven't caught it yet.
Yeah.
And the things that you've been doing, and to keep yourself safe, keep yourself protected and your family protected, you may feel like you don't need the vaccination.
No, I agree. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just who's going to be affected when the situation presents itself.
The fans.
That's just what it comes down to.
The fans.
So I'll tell you right now, if Steph Curry is hanging around Andrew Wiggins, and Wiggins get that man COVID, best to believe the hammer going to drop on Wiggins.
They're going to do him worse than Ben Simmons.
Facts. That's a big fact.
So, I thought that was going to be a trade, too.
Yeah, but I respect what Golden State said about the direction they want to go in. They shut that down instantly.
I don't know why you would say you wouldn't want Ben Simmons, to be honest with you.
He was like, their sets and what they're trying to run wouldn't benefit a player like Ben Simmons on their team.
You ready to see these rankings from 50 to 26? Let's do it all the way. 50.
50?
Let's do it 50 to 1.
So 1 through 25 didn't drop yet?
Yeah, it did. We're going to do it 50 on down. Number 50, Kristaps Porzingis. 49, Marcus Smart. 48, Mike Connolly. 47, LaMelo Ball. That's very high already.
Yeah.
46, Tobias Harris. 45, DeMar DeRozan. 44, Miles Turner. 43, Kyle Lowry. It's too low. 42, Julius Randle.
Way too low.
41, Michael Porter Jr. Number 40, Sabonis. 39.
Who, DeMontis? Is 40?
Yep.
Wow.
39, your boy Nikola Vucevic. 38, Pascal Siakam. That's crazy after the season he had. 37, Draymond Green. 36, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 35, DeAndre Ayton. It's very good. 34, De'Aaron Fox. 33, Zach LaVine, way too low. 32, Klay Thompson, that's amazing. He hasn't played in two seasons. 31, John Morant. 30, CJ McCollum. 29, Russell Westbrook, that's fucking disrespectful. 28, Ben Simmons. 27, Jaylen Brown. 26, Brandon Ingram. Oh, man, it's crazy.
I would swap Sabonis and Ingram, honestly speaking.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sabonis is, don't get me wrong, Ingram has had that great most improved player, but if I'm Sabonis, that's a slap in the face. There's not a lot of centers that can damn near average a triple double, be the vocal point of their offense, and damn near orchestrate a team at his position. I'm sorry.
You need to do something about it.
Sabonis is a walking easy 20-12 and damn near 7 assists if he wanted to.
Number 25, the greatest French player of all time, Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
Number 24, Karl-Anthony Towns. Sometimes I forget this guy's in the league.
Facts.
Number 23, Zion Williamson.
Shout out to Karl-Anthony Towns. I know you had a hell of a year, man. You've been battle-tested.
I wish him the best, man. He's,
facts.
I wish him the best. He's got a bright future. 22, Drew Holiday.
Okay.
21, Bam Adebayo.
Okay.
Number 20, Kyrie Irving. You good with these numbers?
Yeah, Kyrie, at the end of the day, when Kyrie's locked in, nobody could guard him one-on-one.
You mean when he's available?
When he's locked in. We all know he suffers from mental health or depression or whatever it is. When he's engaged and locked in, nobody can see that, man.
When he's available.
Okay, available, engaged.
No, it's not just, I mean, I'm just saying, because even...
No, yeah, you're right. He's got injuries. That's fair to say.
I'm not trolling him or nothing like that. Kid's fucking phenomenal when he's available.
This is...
Number 19, Chris Middleton. Number 18, Donovan Mitchell. I got him at 11, but that's just me. Number 17, Trae Young. Number 16, Jimmy Butler.
Trae Young is 16?
That's right.
Wow.
Number 15, Devin Booker.
Wow.
Number 14, Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Number 13, Chris Paul. Number 12, Paul George. Number 11, Bradley Beal. Number 10, James Harden. Disrespectful. Number 9, Anthony Davis. Number 8, Damian Lillard.
Okay.
He went down a slot.
Okay. Big game, Dame.
Number 7, Joel Embiid. He went up 7 spaces. Number 6, Nikola Jokic. MVP is at number 6. Okay, so I'm pretty sure we all know 1 through 5. At number 5 is Steph Curry. Number 4 is Luka Doncic. Number 3 is LeBron James. Number 2
Giannis.
Is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Who's number 1?
The number 1 ranked player is Kevin Durant.
So where did Kawhi fall in that?
Kawhi.
Because I didn't even hear Kawhi in the top 15, which is shocking.
I don't remember reading his name either. That's actually funny.
Yeah. He definitely needs top...
Is it because he's injured?
Yeah, gotta be. Okay, those are probably projected plays, right, for this year?
Yes, for the season.
I mean, he needs an honorable mention. He's definitely top 10.
No, you're correct.
He's not in there, right? That's shocking.
That's interesting. I read this list 2 times and did not... realize that Kawhi is not on it.
Yeah, I would have put him in the top 10. Who was ninth?
9, I believe, was... It wasn't Damian Lillard, excuse me. 9 is Anthony Davis.
Okay, I would have swapped him for... No, I would have swapped Kawhi with Tatum. Because Tatum was like 12 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have swapped. I would have definitely swapped Kawhi for Tatum, hands down. Tatum is definitely top 20, but to be 12, nah. Kawhi got to be there.
Yeah, I got no issues with the list. Sometimes it had some things, but we didn't.
Yeah, look, yeah, it's not.
We ain't really look. We ain't really look past 50. Top 50 players is all that matters.
Yeah, overall though, that list is. Not bad.
There's a few guys on there.
Yeah, not bad. That was a few guys that's going to be salty, but just expand your game.
Prove yourself.
That's it. Expand your game.
Your girl Malika Andrews got her own show now.
Shout out to my bae.
No more to jump.
Shout out to my bae. Keep up the good work. I'm proud of you, baby. Call me.
You beside yourself, dumb stuff. Get beside yourself. Want to cover the 2021 Hall of Fame class?
Yeah, definitely.
Good, get into it. So you had Chris Bosh up there, who you clearly disrespected earlier.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. Call Tobias Harris, Chris Bosh. Okay. Disrespected
him. Who else we had? Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm. The truth.
I know we had a couple WNBA players.
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber, yeah.
Speaking of Paul Pierce, right?
I think there was one more. I know it was Pierce, Webber, Bosch. I know we're missing one.
I want to talk about Paul Pierce.
Okay.
Paul Pierce says that you have to talk about LeBron all the time at ESPN. That was the quote in the interview, right? Whatever it was, snippet. I don't blame you if you Paul Pierce. What? True. I wouldn't want to do that shit either.
I mean, I get his reasoning. There are other dynamic... Well, when you're the face of the league, give or take, you're going to be the topic of discussion almost all the time, every time.
I think that he was given that job too soon.
Yeah, but he does nitpick.
In the sense of given the job too soon, because yeah, his take sounded kind of crazy, but when he was, you know, he wasn't trolling or whatever, and he was giving his expertise on certain things, I enjoyed to hear it. Well, Pierce was definitely one of my favorite players when I was growing up.
Good play.
But you got to look at, he's being forced to talk about somebody that he just got finished battling recently.
I agree with that.
Who he's had the upper hand on at least twice.
I agree with that. That makes sense. I mean, that's like Isaiah Thomas retiring and having to talk about Magic Johnson literally when he just finished like 4 years of playoff battles with. So, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, but Isaiah and Magic, cool.
Well, yeah, now. I mean, now. But that's before.
Like Isaiah covering Michael, yeah. Like right after.
Yeah, that too. I mean, that's not a conversation you want to have.
I don't know.
Imagine doing that right after the Dream Team. Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's...
Like boy was set up. When you put it that way, PU was set up.
Dog. That would be ugly.
You was set up, dog, but you got to stop with this LeBron shit you be talking.
Yeah.
It's getting out.
At the end of the day, LeBron James is on Mount Rushmore. There's no denying that. Paul Pierce has to come to terms with that.
There's no debating that.
Paul Pierce, you're good. LeBron James is great. You got to understand where you are in the pecking order.
There's no debating that at all.
He could be considered one of the greatest Boston Celtics, but you're not considered one of the greatest of all time. At least not top... Not even top 20. Congrats to make it to the Hall of Fame, though.
What's that?
Paul Pierce.
You said he's not at the top what?
I said, the difference is Paul Pierce can be considered one of the greatest Celtic, but he's not one of the greatest players of all time. That's where LeBron James is. Different level.
LeBron's in a whole different class from everybody else. Yeah. LeBron's in contention for being called the greatest player of all time.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's not, but it's not even, it's only like him and one other guy.
For me, it's two other guys.
Can be two.
For me, it's... Could be Kareem, no contest.
Could be Kareem and Michael.
Yes, or, well, since you, I would say Kareem, Magic Johnson, Jordan.
Oh no.
Again, it's all subjective. Oh come on, that's a foul. I mean, sorry, my bad.
That's all good.
Yeah. No. For me, Magic is in that, but again, it's all subjective. But we all know the two alphas are Jordan and Braun. But Kareem and, to me, Magic are very, very much up there.
Oh, in the conversation for you?
Huh?
In the conversation?
Yeah.
With Braun?
Yeah. If you think about it, in terms of making it to the championships, Braun has just amount as Magic. In terms of how many times he stepped foot in there. Mm-hmm. So, and Magic came out with more rings. I mean, so far. So, why would he not be in that alpha conversation?
It's only two people.
I mean, that's fair. Again, it's all subjective. I agree. Braun and Michael.
It's only two of them.
It's only those two, dogging.
It's only two of them, bro. I ain't getting into that debate.
Yeah. That's for...
You pick who you pick.
Yeah, that's for another day, but...
I'm enjoying the
last. I'm not wrong with you considering it to be two.
I want to enjoy these last two seasons. Three seasons. LeBron plays. No bias.
Nah, LeBron waiting for his son.
No bias, no comparisons, no nothing.
Nah, LeBron might have 4 years in him.
Just watch. Speaking of LeBron, within our absence, we've picked up a new drink of choice, which happens to be Lobos Tequila.
Absolutely. Fellas across the world.
Shout out to Brian Brown.
Shout out to Brian Brown. You have outdone yourself.
Definitely outdone yourself, sir.
Fellas, share with your friends.
Please.
Fellas,
do.
Share with your ladies.
Tell a friend.
Husbands, share with your wives. Lobos is the wave.
Absolutely.
For the 2021-2022 season.
Absolutely. Definitely starting opening night. Different. Been doing it with wine the last few nights. Last few nights. Last few seasons.
That's a fact. Lobos and Chases.
Kicking it off with Lobos.
Lobos and Chases.
Lobos is the way to go. I was not expecting that shit to be as good as it was.
Absolutely.
Very effective.
Same here.
The price is better than what I thought.
Yep.
The taste was better than what I thought. Pause.
Correct.
Sick, man.
Just make sure you get the Simply's Lemonade, ladies and gentlemen.
Simply's Lemonade with the Lobos.
That's a fact.
3 cubes of ice.
Correct.
Don't drink it too fast.
Nope.
You'll be on your ass. You know? Shout out to Brian Brown.
That's how we roll.
Hove, you've been good to me all these years with the Duce.
That's how we roll, fellas. Shout out LeBron, Laker Nation, baby.
I'll pick that up when I'm on my... I'm filling those nights where I want some Duce. But for right now, I'm a Lobos man.
That's it. Lobos all day, every day, twice on Sunday. You dig?
Lobos is the wave. Let's see what else we got on here. We got... Damn, the Tyler Hero and Miles Bridges was for Tito. I don't know if you saw Kawhi Leonard in the Way Too Sexy video. Drake's video?
No, I did not yet, but it has been trending.
He's the most entertaining athlete in the world.
Has been trending.
Most entertaining athlete in the world. What do you think about the Lakers and Nets arms race? They're pretty much picking up anyone and everyone who's available who used to be an all-star.
As long as they gel and the chemistry is right, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, they're basically just trying to fight to position themselves to see each other in the finals, which I guess the whole entire world is waiting to see that. But still expect the unexpected. There are some sleeper teams that can, you know, fight their way in, a la Phoenix Suns. Can't count them out. They're still going to be competitive.
Done.
Denver Nuggets.
Done.
Even though without Murray, it will be an uphill battle, but you can't not consider them as a part of a...
So I have a question. Do you think it's going to be Lakers Nets? Either one that wins a championship, or you think it's going to be like a year like how the Bucks won a chip this year?
Nah, I think it's going to be a year. I think Brooklyn has the best shot, considering the fact of three guys of that caliber, hearing the talks and hearing everything that they went through last year, and how they seen Giannis damn near bragging on social media. I don't think that sat well with Kevin Durant and James Harden.
You beat them.
Yeah, I agree.
You beat
but
them.
People of that caliber, you don't want to see them angry. We all know what happens when you have angry superstars. They usually perform and go farther beyond expectations. So, yeah, I think Brooklyn has a legit shot. I think if Miami can get it together and get back to their defensive principles, now with Kyle Lowry, Bam, and Jimmy Butler, I wouldn't rule them out of giving either Brooklyn or Milwaukee a headache in the playoffs.
I'm going to say this again. I think they got the best team on paper.
Who?
The Miami Heat.
Agreed.
I think they can give either teams...
I agree.
...a headache. Milwaukee, Brooklyn.
I agree.
Either Los Angeles team. I think that they're equipped defensively from 1 to 5...
Agreed.
To give anyone a fit.
I just think the inexperience caught up to them.
What inexperience? They got experience.
No, I mean at that Bam is still fairly young.
Okay, well you got
you
Bam.
Have look all at right, three so of their starting five.
You got Bam. You got
inexperience. hero experience.
He just came off one of the better seasons of his career the year before that, and even last year wasn't that bad. Played in the NBA Finals 6 games, performed well throughout the whole postseason. So he's got another year of experience in the league. You got Kyle Lowry, he's a floor general out
there. That's what I'm saying. The addition of him,
experience. Jimmy pans Butler, out. Experience. PJ Tucker, fresh off winning the championship, experience.
What I'm saying, they got better pieces.
Like the Oladipo.
God, hopefully, is looking out for him.
You still got Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero over there. They got pieces, man.
Yeah. Now that these guys had the taste of seeing the championship and then getting demolished by Milwaukee, I think now they're going to come back with more of a purpose.
Milwaukee ran it back and beat their ass.
That's a fact. Stomped on them. Stomped on them.
They ran it back and beat
their ass. I never seen Jimmy Butler mute after a series like that.
No?
Jimmy Butler was quiet. Must have been a long ride back to South Beach.
That freak boy was something else.
So, I mean, shout out to Jrue Holiday. We don't talk about him, man. Just the addition of just going to Milwaukee, fulfilling your dream. Good job, man. Good job, Jrue Holiday. You did well.
You did beyond well. The Clippers, I was looking at their roster earlier because they had a media day. Clippers should be. Excuse me. Y'all want to talk about them. Damn, even when I'm trying to give them a compliment. Damn, it's not sincere.
Who, the Clippers?
They got a good team.
They're not gonna make noise this year.
Well, they should. They got a good team. You got Ibaka back.
Come on, get Cooper to rock.
Batum.
Oh, what are you doing?
Sorry, Dak.
You gotta make better decisions, bro.
Ibaka's back. You got another year with Batum. You got Terrence Mann who's coming along. PG and Kawhi.
Yeah.
Eric Bledsoe. Marcus Morris. Reggie Jackson. You got a decent team, bro.
The problem is those guys are hit or miss. Those are not consistent performers.
They make or miss league.
And I think that's the difference between having great talent and just having producers.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going anywhere with that.
With that flag, though, with the 5 yards.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot. Take a shot at the end zone, at least.
Duh.
But go ahead, Kinsey. They're not gonna get anywhere with those performers.
No, I mean they'll probably this year probably battle for a lower seed, maybe 7. You know, is the playing tournament still around?
Of course. The success of the playing tournament. So only you want to see it going.
Yeah, I just want to see it going. Does it justify, in this case, a full 82-game season of hard work to lose, to give all of that up in a basically a single elimination game? No. That's disrespectful. What are you doing?
Good try, Dak. Run all the way to the 2. Go for it. Anyway.
Cooper failed
me. I think they got a really decent team, bro.
Cooper failed me.
Last year before and in comparison. Now that there's like no comparisons to the Lakers, and we could be serious and talk about how good they really should be.
Oh, he's going for it. Wow.
I told you he should go for it. Come on. It's 4th and 2 right on the goal line. It's Dallas, baby. They can't stop us.
Wow.
If we don't score a touchdown, you'll just hear me be silent and keep talking basketball after this play.
Come on,
you're not throwing it to Amari Cooper, bro.
Come on, Cooper. Get the ball. Come
run.
On, Cooper,
look to your right and run, dummy.
What is he doing?
Touchdown. That ain't Amari Cooper. Told you. Go for it. They can't stop us. You can only hope to contain us. Dallas Cowboys look like they're going to the Super Bowl this year.
I literally lost because Cooper.
Did the Yankees win today? We covering everything today. Fuck it.
Yankees, I'm going to let you know right now.
Yankees is a game up on the Red Sox in the wild card. Correct. Let's do
Yankees
it.
Yankees had the day off today.
Let's do it.
Yankees won yesterday.
They won all 3 games, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Huge home run by, I believe his name was Mr. Juan Carlos Stanton, if I'm not mistaken.
Giancarlo, as I like to call him, the blind man.
Yeah.
Came through huge.
Yes, sir. Homer to left, brought in Judge.
Let's get into all New York sports. Giants lost another one.
Yeah, Giants are just...
Sorry, my New York fans that's listening.
Giants are just the worst team in football right now.
You guys fucking suck.
Who would have thought?
It's so fitting, while they acknowledging Eli, you guys would go out like that.
Facts. Who would have thought that Giants is actually competing with the Jets to see who's worse? Who's I would have never seen the day.
Who's worse?
I say the Jets are worse only because I want to give Saquon Barkley the benefit of the doubt.
Saquon got to get out of there.
But the Jets are just godly awful.
Garbage. What about those Mets?
Garbage.
Best team from April to July 15th.
I was going to say, if the Mets was 3 months, the Mets will make the playoffs every year.
Best team from April to July 15th every year.
Agreed.
Garbage.
Agreed.
Garbage. Watch wrestling lately or no? We covering everything.
Shout out to the Rangers and the Islanders.
I said wrestling. This nigga
preseason started up. Congrats. Hopefully you guys can turn it around. And no, the Islanders had a deep playoff run last year. Hopefully you guys can get back and establish your dominance again.
I ain't watched a quarter of hockey in years.
Same. I just watched the last Islanders game 7. They had one of the hardest playoff runs between. Of course, they had to see Boston and Washington.
Four?
The Islanders. I mean, if you look, play Crosby.
Sidney Crosby still playing?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. Good job, Islanders.
Today's athletes are playing a long time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Why?
Tom Brady's like over 20 seasons in, right?
Yeah.
20-something.
And to my point. Because this era in any sport benefits what? The offense. Which some people should try having.
What people want to see is the offense, right?
Yeah.
But Dwight Howard once said, it starts with the D.
Oh, God. As what Pat Mahomes said, we got to score points.
Dwight Howard's going to the Hall of Fame now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
By default, but...
Because before, you guys had this whole thing about Dwight Howard.
I mean, when you play with the best player in the league and you get, you know, and you get a ring, I mean, it's by default, but I have nothing to say.
Tough crowd.
I have nothing to say. We all know LeBron gave a lot of Misfits rings.
You got some more coming.
Oh, yeah, especially this year. Huh.
I don't call them Misfits.
Nah, it's LeBron and the Misfits, man. They're
pros, man.
Nah, Misfits.
Who would be a Misfit? Would you categorize as a Misfit that's on this team?
Dwight Howard was a Misfit.
Dwight Howard's got a ring.
Well, he was, yeah. LeBron gave a Misfit a ring. J.R. Smith, ultimate Misfit.
J.R. Smith earned that ring.
LeBron, here we go.
He earned that ring in 2016.
I knew he was going to go there. That's why I brought it up. I knew you were going to go there. You could call it what you want to call it.
You earned it.
J.R. Misfit. He got him a ring. Oh, let's not talk about the 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's what I'm saying. He earned it.
He gave a lot of other Misfits rings, so we're not even going to go there.
So what you're saying is that LeBron took Misfits.
Absolutely.
And got Misfits rings.
Yes.
Jot that down in my notes for another time.
Yes. I'm not calling everyone a Misfit. I'm not saying that.
My notes for another time.
Because Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and Anthony Davis, those guys are not Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the rest, you could damn near consider them Misfits. Freaking even, what's his name? That everyone loves so much. Caruso, Misfit.
Caruso earned his ring as well.
He's a Misfit.
He earned that contract he got in Chicago, too. Does anybody talk about LeBron James' greatest assist being his assist off the court?
I agree with that. LeBron James as a human being and as a pillar for the African-American community, I mean across the world, LeBron, I salute you just being as a man, a father figure, and really staying true to who you are off the court. You got my vote any day of the week. Any day of the week.
My reference was to him getting people paid.
Oh.
But absolutely. Get all that off, too.
I missed that memo.
That's all right. It's okay. You missed it. But get all that off. People need to know how great of a man this man really is.
Agreed.
You know, he gets overlooked all the time.
Yeah. Let's give Braun his flowers, man.
Unfortunately. Give his flowers. Let's please enjoy these next two seasons.
Nah, he got four in them.
Four?
Yeah.
At this level?
Yes. He said he's waiting for his son.
That's dope that you believe he could play 4 years at this level. He can, to be
honest.
Well,
his son
you.
Is what? Sophomore now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got what? 3? Yeah. He'd be in the league. Yeah, 3 or 4 more years. LeBron said he's going to hold out so he could play his son. He mentioned that before. He wants to play his son in the NBA game.
Got 2K for that.
This guy.
Just saying, man. It's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough. 82 games. And the extensive,
I'd love to see it, to be honest with you.
Maybe if they got rid of the playing tournament, he'll save himself 2 games. Aha.
He ain't going to be in the playing this year.
Nah, smart, he ain't going to be in the playing. Provided he stays healthy. No, let's pray for that.
NBA assistant says it's horseshit. Players are required to be vaccinated. Yep. Let's see what else we got. Lakers rumors Jared Dudley discussed broadcasting job. Lonzo Ball says he expects to return to traditional point guard role with the Bulls. I believe that. And I think that's where he's best fitted at.
Yeah.
Season predictions. Who is your coach of the year?
I'm going to say this year, I think Miami's gonna. No, you know what? I'm gonna say 2 people. The coach in Miami, or
Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra. I forgot his name. Apologize.
Wow, disrespect.
Or the Clippers. If the Clippers get a top 6 seed,
the coach of the year. If you get a top 6 seed, Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's surprised at this point anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think
the
so.
The way he manufactured that team when Kawhi Leonard went down.
But there's no wow factor anymore because he's got a championship.
That is true too.
They played pretty decent. He has high Kawhi Leonard.
He has high expectations. That is true.
So I don't think that he'll get the credit. Who's your MVP?
This year, I'm biased because Dame is my favorite player, but to give a realistic, I'm going to say Luka.
Everybody's been picking Luka the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say Luka this year.
Rolling with Anthony Davis has been too quiet for me. Defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year. I think Anthony Davis is going to get that one this year, actually.
It's possible. It's very possible. I think Russ is going to surprise people this year defensively as well. MVP, coach of the year, rookie of the year.
That's going to be a toss-up.
Okay.
I don't know that one this year.
So Jalen Green.
There's a lot of good talent this year.
Barring he doesn't get injured or anything like that or whatever, is it Jalen?
Okay.
I think it's hands down Jalen. Gets injured, Cade runs away with it. Six man of the year.
Six man. That's a tough one to always gauge. Clarkson won it this year, right?
Hmm?
Clarkson won it this past year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who can have a Clarkson-like performance?
I hurt yourself. Most improved.
Yeah, six man is a tough one. I got to see when the season starts.
Most improved. Ben Simmons when he comes back.
Hell no. Hell no.
All right.
Most improved. You see, Michael Porter set the bar so high.
With that contract?
Yeah. So he's not going to be in it for most improved anymore. That's the problem. But I would have said him.
Would have said who?
Michael Porter.
He still can get it. Julius Randle got it as a starter.
Yes. I would say Michael Porter for me.
Well, you think the wow factor would be going to people?
Yeah, now that he got that Supermax and all of that, it's almost like expected.
It will be. People like you going to be going, he get paid all this money.
Yeah, but if for me, Michael Porter would be my pick.
He get paid all this money. Y'all be killing me when he do that shit. That's right, I hate hearing that shit.
Yeah, I think Michael Porter's going to kill this year. So that's my pick for most improved.
I'm gonna roll with that. I'm gonna revisit this when Chris comes back. Me and Chris love to do that.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Yeah, this is like our thing going into the season. Most improved in Sixth Man of the Year.
Nice. Yeah, Sixth Man, I don't know. I truly, truly don't know.
Yeah.
I truly don't know. That one is up in the air.
That's been our thing. That's a hell of a throw, and you almost picked it off. Oh, we got a flag. All right, you guys.
It's been real.
I had to get this Ben Simmons shit off. I've been holding it for too many weeks. Ben, all right. Ben, don't come back.
Ben, I'm rooting for you. Be better. 30 days till the season starts.
What? 30 days? Less than 30 days, bro.
Oh, no, the actual season starts October
19th.
I'm thinking of the old schedule because it usually starts around Halloween.
Yeah.
That's my bad. Yeah.
October 19th, Tuesday night, Lobos, opening night.
Let's go. Shout out to all the season ticket holders.
That's a fact. Making it hard for niggas like me to get tickets. Facts. Right now.
At a reasonable price. For the little people like me trying to get box seats, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, this it'll happen one day.
Yeah.
Never know. Yeah. Remain hopeful.
Yeah.
Four seats soon.
That's it. All right, over and out, man. You know me, man.
King of the Court Podcast, Season 3, Episode number
22.
Featuring stuff. The show must go on.
That's it.
We out.
Later.